Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
You can't try and focus on 15 different things because they're going to master nothing. So I really would encourage you to pick four things, only four, that are going to be the lead sources that you're going to focus your time on.
Best ever listeners, you ready to take your online advertising into the big leagues? Are you ready to get more leads? Well, how about we do all this for free? Yeah, sure, free. Well, it starts out with a free strategy session with Dan Barrett. You recognize his name, episode 565, titled Google AdWords and Cutting Edge Strategies. He's the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. That's why I'm talking about him. And he's managed over $1 million of client spend and scored an 80th percentile for or higher for best practice. Basically, he knows his stuff. And he is offering a free strategy session for 1 hour to do a deep dive with you and learn about your market and collaboratively come up with an online advertising strategy based on your target audience. And he's offering to do this for the best ever listeners. Go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. Now, I mentioned free. Well, the strategy session is free. And then you can either take the online advertising strategy that he comes up with on the call and go implement it yourself. There you go. It's free. Or you can have him and his agency do it for you. It's a turnkey solution. And by the way, that likely wound up being free too, assuming that you're closing on the leads that he's generating for you as a result of all the efforts. Go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. He's got some amazing stuff. Ask him about the pre-targeting for direct mail lists that he does. It's something unique to their company, and it's pretty exciting stuff. He's noticing some tremendous results as a result of doing pre-targeting. So ask him about that. AdWordsNerds.com/Joe. Best ever listeners, welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any fluff. How you doing, Rachel Adams?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to get to it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Rachel. She's a real estate agent, a public speaker, coach, author, and entrepreneur. She's the CEO of four different companies. She has 58 homes sold last year from Facebook alone. We got to dig in there. In 3 years in the real estate industry, she had hit the top 1,000 agents in the country according to the Wall Street Journal, based in Roseville, California. With that being said, Rachel, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your focus?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in the industry now just about 5 years, and people always say, how do you experience such quick success? And I love to say that it took a lot of pill and tell your brand, and yet we all know that's kind of BS. Like, it was hard work and consistency. I actually started my business door knocking 200 doors a week and doing 3 open houses a week for the first 8 months. Brutal. And yet I was able to close 39 transactions my first year. Then I launched a team, and we sold 109 the next year. We're starting to really understand people from my level. And so in 2015, I closed 23 deals from Facebook. Then last year was 58 deals from Facebook. I've really just been fortunate in this industry to not try and reinvent the wheel. I'm a big believer in hopping on and having mentors. And so it's been a pretty wild ride.
Okay, so knocking on 200 doors a week when you came out of the gate, and last year you sold 58 homes last year from Facebook. I want to focus on Facebook for at least this moment. Tell us, how do you do that?
This is the deal. I think too many times when people want to use social media as a business platform, they lead with their business. Reality is that people work with people they like, but they need to know who you are. They need to know what makes you tick. Now, people always ask me, Rachel, do you have a business page or do you have a personal page? Well, you absolutely have both. And yet, all of those referrals, so I received 113 referrals last year through Facebook and closed 58 of them. Now, reason for that is not everybody's serious, not everyone's available right now, and that's okay. And yet, there is magic in the follow-up. So what I've done is I created kind of a business model around social media. I post 3 to 5 times a week. I make sure that when I post, I'm asking questions. I'm asking a question so that someone wants to interact with me. And I'm really intentional about what I put out there. So what I suggest to people is to pick 5 things they're passionate about. For me, if you know me at all, you know that I'm all about fitness and health, motivational posts. I'm getting married this year, so I'm very intentional about my relationship and sharing some of the things that work for me. I love cooking, so I talk about healthy eating. And I also talk about business. However, it's not always, do you want to buy or sell a house? For example, I received 19 referrals in the month of May last year through Facebook. And it was because I chose to share a very vulnerable personal experience where I got called out for my business post for being behind on goal. And he asked what I was going to do about it. And like any smart agent, I was like, I don't know. He's like, well, that's not good enough. What are you going to do? Because I watched my profit and loss, I could not add more advertising. Well, I remember I started my business doing door knocking and open houses, and I haven't worked a weekend in 2 years, so I didn't want to do open houses, and yet I was willing to door knock. So I took this flyer, I door knocked. We took 500 flyers, door knocked for 2 hours. I created the script, and we ended up getting 4 CMA requests in 2 hours. So 3 of those listings have now sold, and 1 of them turned into a refi. Because I believe in full transparency, and I think way too often we judge our insides, who we actually are, based off someone's outside, meaning like what we see on Facebook. We all know it's all real what you see, right?
Of course.
I decided to just be honest, and I was like, listen, you guys, I got called out. Like, just because you see this fancy, like, mega agent persona, you need to know that if I stop lead generating today, I stop being a mega agent. And guess what? I'm behind goal. So I shared my story, and I also said, by the way, if any of you want a copy of my script or a copy of my flyer, leave your email below. Now, honestly, I got 580 replies. That's 580 people I can add to my database. Because I'm the type of agent who does what I say I'll do, I wrote him an email. I gave him a copy of the script. I gave him a copy of the flyer. I also have it on my YouTube channel. If you want to leave that link, everybody can get the script and everything. And I got 19 referrals that month because at the very bottom of my email, I said, by the way, if you got any value of this, I hope you remember that I'm your gal in Northern California if you have any referrals to send my way. So it was all about giving. It was like, not what can I get, but I'm just going to give. And then, by the way, I happen to be in the business of buying and selling houses. So I'm the same way on social media. I interview business owners. I share what's going on in my community. And then, by the way, I happen to be in the business of buying and selling houses.
How much of your content is interview-based versus questions that you ask the community and things you post about fitness, relationships, etc.?
10% interview.
And when you first launched your business Facebook page, was this your approach?
Well, my business Facebook page is different than my personal. I don't have that policy with my business page. My business page is much more community focused, open houses, new listings.
Okay, so this is your personal page.
This is all personal, because if we're talking about where you get your business, it's going to be your personal page. The business page is strictly there for reviews, testimonials, and to flood it with all your listings.
Okay.
It's your credibility.
So you've been doing this for 5 years. Before you started doing real estate, how frequently were you posting a week on Facebook?
I probably post around the same 3 to 5 times. I just wasn't so intentional about my posts. I'd post and be like, this is what's happening in my day, but I didn't ask a question. I wasn't doing it to get interaction. When I started to shift to have it be a business model, I realized that I wanted to connect with people, and I wanted people to want to know what I was doing and ask me questions so then I can ask them questions. And I made up a few kind of rules around it, and one of them, honestly, is don't post and ghost.
Don't what?
Don't post and ghost. If you take the time to make a post, and you ask a question, and people take their time to respond to you, then it is your job to respond back to them, to engage with them. It's not like, poof, I made a post. You said to make 3 to 5 posts. I did it. Like, no, that's not quite it. Follow up with what they say. Because people work with people they like, and they like you, and they want to know you. And a lot of people sometimes have a hard time figuring out what those 5 things they'll post about. Because I always say, take your 5 passions. Right? 5 things you're passionate about. And one of those, easy peasy, it's your business. It's real estate investing, right? And the other 4, that's up to you. It could be your family. It could be sport. It's really up to you.
Should everyone do this?
If they're choosing social media for business, absolutely.
And how do you get the email addresses to put in your email list when you're doing a Facebook post?
Mine's a little bit different in that because I do regular content in my community and free webinars, so people are following me. So with all my different social media platforms, I have about 25,000 followers. So the only time that I'm uploading targeted Facebook groups is when it has to do with real estate agents, when I'm doing like recruiting or a new listing for locals. I am not actually uploading targeted emails for my Facebook. I have enough people that follow me that I'm very intentional about, because I actually Skype into, last year I Skyped into like 36 offices, this year it's 64. So I spark Skype into real estate offices and have them interview me. And then, by the way, I always get to mention where I work and what market I'm in, and then I get the referrals.
One more question on Facebook, and I'd like to transition to some door knocking questions that I have for you. What's your approach for adding people on Facebook? You get people who reach out to you. They want to add you as a friend on Facebook. Knowing that this is your platform, do you just accept or do you have a different approach?
So my answer probably is going to be a little bit unpopular, and I'll be honest. So when I got into the business, I added anyone who wanted to be my friend. Anyone that was in real estate, I added them. Anybody in the community, I add them. I maxed out on friends, and I have several thousand followers now. So on people's birthday, if I don't know who they are anymore, I delete them so that I have new room for more friends to add in. So I don't have any more space to add people on Facebook unless I delete someone else. As you're building your brand and your platform, I would say add pretty much everybody. If you're a real estate professional and you are in a transaction with someone, I would not accept their friend request or add them until after the transaction is closed. Now, you should not be ever that agent who's complaining about a deal on social media, because you never know who's going to screenshot it, share it. That is used in court cases now, Facebook is, as proof. You have to be really intentional what you put out there and be aware of your audience. And I think that the biggest thing that people don't do is follow up with their database. They close a transaction and they say, I'm going to keep in touch, and then they never do. And then when their client needs to sell their house, they don't even remember who their realtor was because we didn't keep in touch with them. I'm at fault of it. I'm sure other people have been as well. Now it is my number one thing is to be in touch with my database. And I actually created a custom drip campaign that I have a link I can share with you also, like a custom campaign webinar series about it. But I use Facebook as a way to look people up before I call them. So So when I need to reach out to someone, I can literally look them up and say, hey, I just thought little Johnny just graduated. I wanted to call and congratulate you. How's everything going on in your world? And I lead with that always.
I like that a lot. It's simple. It makes sense. And it's applicable to a lot of the best ever listeners who are listening, who have connections on Facebook that they speak to.
A lot of times we don't know what to say, right?
Right.
Always lead with them. Same thing with a business owner. You lead with them. Where do they see their business in 5 years? Always lead with the person. And by the way, you happen to be in the business of buying and selling houses.
And cautionary tale for best ever listeners who do this. I was emailing with one of my investors and he was complimenting how we were doing on the project. And I said, oh yeah, thanks a lot. And I hope your arm heals up. I saw on Facebook that you broke it or there's some sort of injury. And he's like, no, no injury here. I think you got me confused with someone else. Turns out I had seen a post, but it was another one of my friends who had the same first name as him. And so I got it mixed up. So just pay attention to details, unlike I did in that one example, if you do bring up something that happened on Facebook. All right, let's talk about door knocking, 200 doors a week. Let's go back in time. You are walking up to someone's door. What materials do you have in your hand, if any, and what do you say as soon as they open up the door?
This is going to be a gift for your listeners. If they email thegoods@therachelAdamsgroup.com, they will get what I send out. And what it is it's a 12 touch value campaign. So the way that I looked at this is I thought, okay, say this is flipped and I'm on the other side and someone's knocking on my door. I was like, how will I feel? Because I will be honest with you, you don't want to knock on my door. I'm not going to buy what you're selling. So I wanted to think about, in Keller Williams, which is my brokerage, we talk a lot about coming from contribution. So I thought, how can I contribute to the lives of others? How can I be that person that when I knock on someone's door, they're excited to see me instead of like, oh gosh, what's she selling now? So some of the things that I door knock with, some of my more popular items is like the 4th of July, I door knock with all the places to watch the fireworks location. In October, I door knock with where the pumpkin patch locations are. So I'm always contributing and I come from it locally because I choose to be the local real estate expert. And then by the way, when you're ready to buy or sell a house, you're going to do it with me. Interesting, right? It works really well.
I bet. Yeah, we want that info. Oh, thanks a lot for telling me where to watch the fireworks. And what do you provide me at that time besides telling me what you give me, if anything?
What I'll do is I always have an intentional, right? So can I give you the example of this one script is my very favorite script that I came up with. And this is kind of what I lead with every time I knock. And then I always also have a piece of value to give them, like Christmas tree, you know, Christmas tree lighting locations. That's like my number one shared one on social media. But what I do is I knock on a door. So say, for example, that time I told you about when I got called out by my coach, I had a property I just sold and we were $19,000 over asking and we had 5 offers on the property. So I took this flyer, and on the flyer, I had agent 12345, the price they offered, how many days of close, and some of the terms. And on the left side, it said, hey there, the Rachel Adams Group, your top team in the county, just sold your neighbor's house for $19,000 over asking. Prices are going up. Find out how much your house is worth today. So then I take that flyer. It's got two parts to it, the breakdown of the offers and then the other side. And I go on off the neighborhood, and when they answer the door, I have that flyer, and then underneath that flyer, I have their fireworks location. Mm. And they answer the door, and I say, hey there, my name's Rachel Adams. I just wanted to actually let you know I'm your local real estate expert. I live here, and I work here, and I'm here for you. Just want to let you know that your neighbor Paul down the street at 123 Main Street just sold his house for $19,000 over asking, and we got 5 offers on that property. Now, what that means to you, prices are going up in your neighborhood, and then it also, we've got 4 homeless buyers who are looking for a house in your neighborhood who are pre-approved for up to $500,000. So because of your prices going up in your neighborhood, now a bunch of your neighbors want to know how much their house is worth. Did you want it on that list as well? And I will tell you that last part,
because of that,
your neighbors want it. They're like, oh my God, why won't my neighbors have? I came up with that silly little script and it has literally funded our listing inventory because people want what they can't have or what they don't have. So we use it when we're circle calling. We use it when we're door knocking. And then we also offer some value. It changed the way we did business.
Where in that conversation is the fireworks mentioned? You didn't mention it when you knocked on the door in that scenario.
No, I didn't. It's because it would be on the other side of that flyer, or sometimes I just door knock with the fireworks location. So the thing with door knocking is you have to understand that if you're doing it for geofarming, meaning a geographic area you are focusing on, it is going to take you 4 to 6 months to see a return in leads. So it is a consistency thing. So sometimes I lead with real estate. Sometimes I just lead with the community. So I would always, always have something off for them. If they were like, no, I don't care, like, get out of my front door. I'm like, oh, are you planning on looking at fireworks? What? Like, fireworks, 4th of July, I have a list of where those are. Oh, well, that's kind of cool. So, like, I always have options.
I got it. You got a couple different ways you can take the conversation depending on the reception that you're getting.
Exactly.
Based on your experience, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors who want to be successful at door knocking or just building a brand?
I think people try to focus too broad. They're like, oh, I'm going to wholesale, and I'm going to focus on short sales, and I'm going to do off-market properties, and I'm going to send postcards, and I'm going to send yellow letters. What I want you to do, because it's similar to like traditional real estate where people are like, do open houses, call expired, call for sale by owners, door, like there's too much. So what I would suggest is simplify. Now, what I tell my agents is if there are four legs to a chair, then what are the four legs to your business going to be? And by that I mean, what are going to be the four sources that are going to be the leads that bring in leads for you? So if social media is one of the legs of your lead generation chair, then that's perfect. If direct mail is one, then that's perfect. You can't try and focus on 15 different things because you're going to master nothing. So I really would encourage you to pick four things, only four, that are going to be the lead sources that you're going to focus your time on. And if you don't know what that is yet, look at where your past properties have come from that you flipped or you've rehabbed or you've held. Look at where those came from, and that's a good indication of what you should focus on. Because for me, I was spending a heck of a lot of money on lead sources that were giving me no ROI, and as we know, that's really what is the name of the game.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Heck yeah.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Got your free strategy session to generate online leads yet? Well, if not, go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. Dan Barrett's going to give you a concrete online advertising strategy by the end of the conversation. You can choose to implement it yourself, or you can work with his team and they'll implement it for you. AdWordsNerds.com/Joe. Ready to enter the minds of successful entrepreneurs and millionaires? Are you ready to excel in your entrepreneurial and investing journey? The new podcast, Before the Million, studies phenomenal entrepreneurs and their path to millions. Journey through exclusive interviews, giving you all the secrets to mimic their successes. Listen and subscribe to Before the Millions podcast at beforethemillions.com. That's beforethemillions.com. Best ever book you've read?
Compound Effect.
Best ever way you like to give back?
Connecting with the community.
What's the best ever deal you've done or transaction you've done?
$86,000 short sale that ended up referring me $2.5 million in referrals. No one else would take his deal.
What's a mistake you've made on a transaction?
Not asking power of attorney.
Not what?
They had power of attorney. I didn't ask if they had power of attorney. Someone was signing for them and the whole deal fell apart.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can get in touch with you?
I would say you follow me on social media at Rachel Adams Realtor. So it's Facebook.com/Rachel Adams Realtor. I do check my private messages. And again, if they want a copy of the script and they want to look me up on YouTube, they can look up Rachel Adams Realtor there. I've got a copy of that CMA, the script, everything, door knocking, all of it.
Outstanding. Rachel, thank you for being on the show. You gave some great practical tips for everyone, because best ever listeners are either going to be looking to generate leads and door knocking using the come from contribution standpoint that the Keller Williams team preaches, where you are identifying local activities that could be discussed as a lead in for a conversation, and or talking about what you've done with one of their neighbors and how the neighbors are getting this report and would you like to be in on it too, because we all want things that we either don't have or others have, but we don't have especially, or most of us want that. On the other side is the Facebook approach that you take, posting 3 to 5 times a week
about different categories, and you have five categories that you enjoy asking questions and making sure that you follow up with the responses once they respond. And one last question I have for you, Rachel, because this has come up for me personally a couple times. When I post about something and I ask a question and someone just says, "Great job, I like it," what do you respond with if someone says just "great job" or some comment that doesn't really require your response?
I always will say thank you so much, and then I'll click on their page and see something that's happening with them, and then ask them a question to engage with them.
So
it's all about leading. It's also called stalking. But I believe that people want to be asked questions, and they want to know that you care. And if you're that person who's constantly contributing to their lives, giving back, and caring about them, you're the person they go to. I do like these Q&As on Facebook, and after I do them, I email them out to my database, and people like love it. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, thanks for that book." Or I showed like a radish recipe, the grilled radishes, which is so bizarre, but I thought they were really good, and I posted them, and I was doing like low carb. And I got 23 shares on that post. 23 shares, not just comments. This is like people actually sharing my post. And you know, that is the powerful thing. Like, it's one thing to have a like, even better to have a comment. But when someone shares it, then you have a whole nother audience you're tapping into.
Rachel, amazing stuff. I love that last part along with what I already recapped. Thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day. And we'll
see you
soon.
Thank you so much for having me. You're awesome. Take care.
Ready to enter the minds of successful entrepreneurs and millionaires? Are you ready to excel in your entrepreneurial and investing journey? The new podcast, Before the Million, studies phenomenal entrepreneurs and their path to millions. Journey through exclusive interviews giving you all the secrets to mimic their successes. Listen and subscribe to Before the Millions podcast at beforethemillions.com. That's beforethemillions.com.